USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of senators have reached an agreement with senior White House aides on the framework of an infrastructure spending bill ahead of a Thursday meeting with President Biden. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins told reporters that there are still details that need to be worked out, including how to pay for the $1.2 trillion package. The announcement on the framework comes as Congress prepares to take a two-week recess for the Independence Day holiday, and as some Democrats work on crafting a $6 trillion package that would include spending for things like child care, changes to Medicare, and climate change, and will be paid for by tax hikes on the wealthy. And a CDC advisory committee said Wednesday that there's a likely association between cases of heart inflammation in some adolescents and young adults and the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices says that the benefits of vaccination outweigh the risks, given the incidents are extremely rare and usually exhibit mild symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Amid a rise in gun violence across the country, President Biden announced a series of measures Wednesday that the administration will take aimed at curtailing the flow of firearms to criminals. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the ATF will revoke the license of gun dealers who don't follow federal law.
We will hold gun dealers that break the rules accountable for their actions. Most federally licensed firearms dealers operate legally in selling guns to individuals who have passed background checks. But those dealers that willfully violate the law increase the risk that guns will fall into the wrong hands.
The president also announced steps to help municipalities hire more police officers by using COVID recovery funds and pushed Congress to pass more gun control measures. Republicans have criticized the announcement, saying the president's proposals won't address the problem, and blaming the spike in violence in many American cities on Democratic efforts to defund police departments. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The White House announced Wednesday that Vice President Kamala Harris will make her first visit to the southern border, amid criticism that she hadn't yet visited after being tapped by President Biden to head the administration's response to the border crisis. Tim Berg has more.
The White House announces Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to El Paso, Texas, along the U.S.-Mexico border this Friday, along with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz points out on Fox News that the Vice President isn't going where most of the border crossings occur.
She's going where the height of the problem isn't. Let me tell you what Kamala needs to do. Kamala, you need to go to the Rio Grande Valley. Kamala, you need to go to McAllen. Kamala, you need to go to the Donna Tent Facility, which is the tent city your administration has built that is massively over capacity, that has kids in cages.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And five people were hospitalized after a pedestrian bridge collapsed in Washington, D.C. The span over DC 295 collapsed just before noon on Wednesday, dropping into the busy highway. Safety officials believe that the collapse was caused by a truck colliding with the bridge and pushing it off its moorings. At least five other cars were then involved in the crash. All lanes of the highway could be closed through Thursday as crews work to remove the bridge from the road. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.